you've seen is light in my vision, and the energy appears to be the gulls on the water. They sing the tune, the waves they crash upon the beach, for the music's coming through. The day has gone by.
me was there, and he just ain't quiet. At the gallows, John was gonna meet his end. The town gathered, would he himself defend? Send him on his way. Johnny lifted his head to the sky as he said, with tears in his eyes, even God, he won't judge me, he won't judge me till I die. So who are you to tell me wrong from right? If you knew my life, if you've seen it from my eyes, then maybe, oh just maybe, you'd change.
Thank you. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:19 here on WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 20th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, I'm back. Okay, Major League Baseball. Scores yesterday in the National League. The Cubs 6 and the Padres 5. The Mets 11 and the Giants 4. The Pirates 5 and the Phillies 1. The Reds 3 and the Cardinals 2. The Nats 5 and the Braves 3. The Brewers 8 and the Diamondbacks 3. And the Dodgers 10 and the Marlins 6. In the junior circuit, the White Sox 2, the Rays 1. That game went 11 innings. The Blue Jays 7, the Tigers 5. The Red Sox 17. 2 touchdowns and a field goal. And the Orioles 6, they only get 1 touchdown. Royals 1, Cleveland zip. A's 5, the Twins 4. Astros 6, the Rangers 1. Angels 6 and the Mariners 2. And in interleague play, the Yankees 11 and the Rockies 5. Yankees are still red hot. Okay, in the American, in the, blah, blah, blah. In the Red Sox game down there in Baltimore, Mookie Betts went 3 for 6, scored 2 runs with 3 RBIs. He's up to 287. Seemed like he was never going to get out of the 260s, but he's up to 287. And he hit his 15th home run of the season. Rafael Devers is still burning it up. 2 for 4 yesterday. 3 runs scored. 2 RBIs. Hitting 324. And hit his 20th home run of the season. Did I call that one or didn't I call that one? I've been patting myself on the back quite a while for the way Rafael Devers has been playing. I picked him to be... to have a fantastic year with the bat this season. I didn't know how he was going to do in the field, but since it seems he has such confidence now in the batting, in the batter's box, that it also affected for the good his fielding. Sam Travis came in and went 0 for 1. He's hitting 205. Xander Bogaerts having a career year, 2 for 4 yesterday, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting 314. I don't think he's ever had a 300 season. Sandy Leon came in, pinch hit, and hit his third home run of the year. Obviously scored a run with the RBI. He's hitting 207. Jackie Bradley Jr. Oh, I'm sorry, J.D. Martinez. 3 for 5. Scored 2 runs. 2 RBIs with a walk. He's hitting 288. Andrew Benintendi, 0 for 4, scored 2 runs. He had 2 walks. He's hitting 264. Christian Vasquez. I mean, there's so many Red Sox players who are having career years. It's hard to determine who's having the best. Christian Vasquez, 2-for-5 yesterday, scored 2 runs, 2 RBIs. He's hitting .292 on the season. Never would have thought that. Jackie Bradley Jr., 2-for-5, scored 2 runs, 6 RBIs, hitting .232 on the season. He had 2 home runs, his 11th and 12th of the year, both with 2 men on base. Ooh, you go, Jack. Chavis went 0-for-3, scored a run, hitting .255. Marco Hernandez came in and pinch hit. He went 1-for-1. Didn't score. Hitting .345. How can you keep a guy that's hitting .345 on the bench that can play several positions? Because Brock Holt went 1-for-5 yesterday, and he's hitting .344. And count them, he played 3 positions yesterday. First base, second base, and shortstop. So, there you go. That's why Marco Hernandez is on the bench, coming off the bench. But, hey, doesn't seem like pinch hitting is a problem for him. So, as long as it works, let's keep it going. Rick Porcello started. He went 5 innings, gave up 11 hits, 6 runs. 4 of them earned. 6 runs, all of them earned. 4 strikeouts. With a 5.67 ERA, he's now 8-7 on the season. Hembry pitched an inning. That was clean. 3.26 is his ERA. Darwinzen Hernandez went 1 inning, struck out 3. And he had a 3.24 ERA. Taylor, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, 3.74 is his ERA. And Brewer went 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. 4.64 ERA. Now, before we get too giddy, you got to realize this is against the Baltimore Orioles. But the Baltimore Orioles pounded us the night before, 12-2, I believe. So, they're capable of having some big nights and some good pitching. And so, maybe last night was payback. We usually do extremely well down there in Baltimore from the batting perspective. So, we'll see how things go. And hopefully, let's look at the standings. The Yankees are in first place, of course. 64 wins, 33 losses, 6.60 ERA. The Rays lost yesterday, 56-45, 5.54 ERA, 10 games back. And the Red Sox, 54-45, 5.45 ERA, and they are 11 games back. We're 1 game back of the Rays. Now what we want to do is make an ascension so that we can have a certainty of making the playoffs. We don't want to be fighting down the end to make the playoffs. We want to be fighting down the end, if necessary, to catch the Yankees. So there we go. 427 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org, from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Sunday, July the 20th, 2018 edition. Of a Brown 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Another day is over, another light is breaking, and I'm tired, but I'm wild about you, my little one. I feel you in the water, I for you in the corner of my cell, babe. Who else, babe, knows you like I do? As we go again round the stars and their friends loving me.
Now is the time to join together to protect our world, or we could lose all it gives us. To learn how you can help, call for your free World Wildlife Fund Action Kit at 1-800-CALLWWF. Together, we can be a force for nature.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the WNBA. Get my background music up in case somebody calls. Yesterday in the WNBA, Liberty 83 and the Sparks 78 and the Mercury 70 and the Wings 66. This year, the WNBA is not ranking teams by divisions where they were, east, west, north, south, all that stuff. They're ranking them simply by their records. And so the playoffs look like this. The Suns are in first. The Connecticut Sun is in first place, 12-6, 667 percentage. Aces are second place, 11-6, 647, a half a game behind. Mystics, 10-6, 625, a game behind. The Storm, 12-8, 600 percentage, a game behind. The Sparks, 10-8, 556 percentage, two games back. The Lynx, 10-8, 5-5-6, two games back. The Sky from Chicago, 10-8, 5-5-6, two games back. And the Mercury, 9-8, 5-29 percentage, two and a half games behind. Liberty, Fever, Dream, and Wings right now would not qualify for the playoffs. Let's turn to the world of golf, the British Open. Heading into its final round this morning. Shane Lowry, 16 under par. Woo! Tom Fleetwood, 12 under par, 4 back. J.B. Holmes, 10 under par, 6 back. Justin Rose, 9 under par, 7 back. Brooks Koepka, 9 under par, 7 back. Lee Westwood, 8 under par, 8 back. And Ricky Fowler, 8 under par. And he's also 8 back. So, I guess we're going to get Shane Lowry unless he has a major collapse on the final round. 4:37 here on Tiger Woods and all those other guys, Mickelson, McIlroy, and all those other big names. Some of them didn't make the cut. They're so far behind now, I didn't bother jotting down. 4:38 here on WMFO Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here every Sunday on another edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. You have to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford. Uh, We're going to look at, I believe, training camp starts on Thursday for the Patriots. We're going to look at the Patriots roster and see how close we can come to actually coming up with the people who actually make the final cut. Be right back.
When it's hot out, I want to jump right in the water. But my mommy has rules about the pool. My mommy says being safe means never ever go near the water without an adult. Never climb a fence or open a gate that's around the pool. And learn how to swim, because swimming's fun.
I'll bet your mommy got so smart by calling the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals for free brochures on water safety.
Your mommy can be smart too. Call 800-323-3996 for free brochures today.
And that message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. If I didn't tell you, let me tell you, it was 81 degrees this morning when I got here to the studio. So we'll see. They're talking about possibly making it to 100 degrees today in Boston. So we'll see. Okay, let's go to the New England Patriots. New England Patriots. Oh, I would not want to be practicing football in this kind of weather, but hey, I guess with the money that they're paid, they don't have much choice. Okay, New England Patriots roster. Look at the quarterbacks. And I guess the thing that everyone is talking about is seeing Tom Brady and his daughter. I don't know where they were, but he practically pulled her off a cliff into the water. Tom, what are you doing? I was saying something about that a couple of years ago when I saw him doing the same thing. Maybe the same place. I don't know. But he got his daughter involved in it this time. It was like, whew. So many things can happen, Thomas. Anyway, I think Tom Brady will make the team if he stops jumping off cliffs and stuff like that. I think that, is that a safe bet? Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. Okay. And then behind Tom Brady is Danny Etling, who was has 1 year behind him of experience. He's from LSU, and he was the third-string quarterback last year. Brian Hoyer, I would assume, with his 11 years of experience, he'll be the backup quarterback. I think that's safe to say. And they drafted Jarrett Stidham from Auburn. Don't know much about them and don't know whether he'll be able to beat out Etling. So at least there's one position open probably. At the quarterback position. Running backs. We're loaded with running backs. We got Brandon Bolden back after a year at Miami. seeing how the other side lives, he says, okay, I'm coming back, guys. Then there is Nick Brossette. He's from LSU. He's a rookie. Rex Burkhead, with 7 years of experience, he's probably going to make the cut. But then we drafted Damian Harris from Alabama. And Sony Michel had a great year, but probably they want to get a backup for him because of his injury history. And then there's James White. James should make the ball club. And James Devlin at fullback. We also have another fullback, Jacob Johnson. He has 1 year of experience out of Tennessee. And so, there you go. So, who do we have here? Okay. We have Brandon Bolden. Now, is he a backup running back? I'm sorry. Put that in the wrong place. Brandon Bolden. He's a running back, but he's also a special teamer. Burkhead. Harris, Michelle, White, Devlin, Jacob Johnson, I don't know. Okay, there we go. Let's look at wide receiver. A lot of question marks here. We have Braxton Berrios. This will be his second year out of Miami of Florida. We have Ryan Davis. He's a rookie from Auburn. Philip Dorsett, fifth year from Miami. Julian Edelman, 11 years from Kent State. And Maurice Harris. 4 years of experience from University of California. And then we got our rookie, N'Keal Harry, from Arizona State. He's 6'4", 213 pounds. Both have good speed and not afraid to go up over the middle and catch the big ones, too. Then there's Dontrell Inman, 6 years of experience from the University of Virginia. Jacoby Myers from North Carolina State, he's a rookie. Then there's Gunnar Olszewski, here we go, from Bemidji State. Damon Patterson from Youngstown State. Matthew Slater from UCLA. Demarius Thomas from Georgia Tech. Be interesting to see if he can come back from injury and what kind of an impact he can make with his number of years of experience, 10 years of experience. Okay, so 4:48 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 20th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, most of these young guys, I have no clue. So I will leave them off my list, and I'll go with the people that we know a little bit about. Philip Dorsett then should make it. Julian Edelman should make it. I don't know that much about Maurice Harris, so we'll put him on the side there. And Keel Harry, our number one pick, he better make it. Dontrell Inman, I don't know that much about him. Anything about him? Jacoby Myers. Gunnar Olszewski. Damon Patterson. Okay, Matthew Slater makes it because of his special teams ability. Demaryius Thomas, I'm rooting for him if he has anything left after injuries. Okay, so 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. I think we'll stop here and we'll go through this again, pick it up next Sunday. So we picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 players so far to make the Patriots roster.
Check on aisle. Ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I have the Celtics roster. I don't know if I want to do this so early with the Celtics. Maybe I just wanted to talk about the fact that there's going to be some major changes on the Celtics Kyrie Irving replaced by Kemba Walker. We can debate that. excuse me. Based upon last year's stats, Kemba Walker did not have all of the resources to work with. When I say resources, complementary players to work with that Kyrie Irving had. Why Irving had problems working with them, with all that he had, I don't know. But I think, first of all, it may be just the fact that Irving's personality just didn't blend. He wanted to be the leader. He should have been the leader. He could have been the leader. No one was challenging his leadership. But I guess the way he led was not going to win enough battles for the Celtics. And as Jaylen Brown said before the playoffs started, it's toxic in that locker room. So the toxicity of the locker room led Irving to go to Brooklyn. And supposedly next year he's going to team up with Kevin Durant, a healthy Kevin Durant. Durant's going to be out all year with his injury. And they still got a pretty good core. I haven't followed the Nets that closely, but they still have a pretty good core of players down there, even though they got rid of D'Angelo Russell. Was that at Kyrie's request or not? I don't know. But anyway, maybe just to make room for more players based upon smaller contracts. But anyway. Kemba Walker can score. Kemba Walker is at least as good a defensive player as Kyrie Irving is or was. Kemba Walker, like I said, didn't have all of the luxury of having the players that Kyrie Irving had. Kyrie Irving had veterans like Horford and Morris, Aaron Baines, but yet it didn't work. At least it worked all the way through to the second round of the playoffs, when everything went kaplooey out there in Milwaukee. But sweeping Indiana and winning that first game by a landslide against Milwaukee should have given them impetus to really put it on, but Milwaukee came around and won the next four in a row, and that was bad. So we have the potential. I'm surprised that not really surprised. It was a money thing more so than lack of competitive players to play with that led Horford to go to Philadelphia. Now, Horford in Philadelphia, they lost Jimmy Butler and their shooting guard. I forget what his name is right now off the top of my head. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting basketball season, especially here in Boston. So we're going to wait and see what takes place, because the potential for winning the East is right there, because there's no Kawhi Leonard in Toronto. Indiana could be a problem. Milwaukee certainly should be a problem. Milwaukee's probably, I would guess, would be the favorite to win it all in the East. And then they'll go out in the West and see how we can do out there. So I'm looking forward to a very good basketball season, much better one than we had last year. Oh, we also lost Terry Rozier. So we're going to see if we can fill his shoes off the bench. I saw, what's his name? The leading player for the Celtics in the summer league, Carson Edwards, a 6-foot point guard from Purdue. Shoots the three really well. Great speed dribbling the ball up court. And can get inside like Isaiah Thomas. And make his points there as well. One assist, though, in his last game. How will that work? We're going to see. Okay, 4:59 here on WMFO in Metro. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way very shortly. And we have coming up more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So you stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way here on Sounds of Praise. Hope to see you next Sunday.